I have a story today. It's a bit painful to share, but I can tell it today because I've come to trust each of you. The story uses the word once in a few places. I want you to know what I mean by once in this story. Years ago, I found myself in the Albuquerque Greyhound station at 2 a.m. A man with a bright red nose started talking to me. He told me, "In my life, I've only been drunk once. It just lasted 20 years. So when I say once in this story, it's that kind of once, a once that lasted for a long time. I got beaten up once. It was bad. I have scars from it. It was an ugly fight, grueling, dirty. I was easily outmatched. My opponent was quicker than me, stronger than me. He knew where to hit to cause the most pain. He knew where to hit because he was inside me. And he hit not with fists, but with words. There's an angry voice that lives inside my head. This voice tells me, sometimes quietly, sometimes loudly, that I'm worthless, that I'm not smart enough, that I'm not creative enough, not attractive enough, not fit enough, never enough. It's a diatribe kind of runs on ticker tape through my mind. A diatribe that beat me down, scarred me, made me limp through the world. And because these thoughts were my thoughts, because they had originated in me, I thought for a long time that they were me. I didn't only believe them, I identified with them. I believe those thoughts contained accurate information about the world, about me, all because they came from inside my head. I was in therapy once. My first therapist was no good, so I found a new one. The good therapist explained that these repetitive, intrusive thoughts are a common manifestation of excessive anxiety. He showed me I didn't have to identify with this voice. He showed me those thoughts were just thoughts, and more importantly, that they were not true. He challenged me to test those thoughts against actual evidence in the world. Turned out, they seldom held up. I can remember, for example, panicking after reading an email from my dissertation chair that said she hated me and she was through supporting my pointless research. After wasting most of a day stewing in fear and self-loathing, I reread her email. It was actually 90% positive, with one little suggestion for improvement. Where had all that bile come from? My angry voice. It amplified the one negative and drowned out all the positive. My therapist suggested that I name that voice so I could distance myself from it. Instead of thinking, these are my thoughts, I could think, there goes Bob again. What a jerk, huh? Not that Bob. I did name this voice, but my mother taught me not to use that word in polite company, so we'll stick with Bob. I learned to meditate once, and I was taught a variety of Vipassana meditation, which is also called insight meditation, in which one focuses on the breath. And part of Vipassana practice is simply observing thoughts as they arise and as they dissipate, because every thought will arise and will dissipate. The metaphor that's often used for this practice is like watching the clouds drift by in the reflection on a still pond, right? Cloud comes, cloud goes, pond doesn't change. Meditation gave me another tool for distancing myself from those thoughts and for disidentifying with those thoughts Right? Those thoughts were no longer me. They were just thoughts, clouds, shadows. And through that practice, Bob's voice grew a little bit quieter. I was loved once by my friends, by my family, most of all by my wife. That love was an antidote to Bob's poison. It was also, like my therapist told me, actual evidence in the world that Bob didn't really know what he was talking about. These days, Bob mostly whispers instead of shouting, but he's there, like a hum in the background. Bob is like my shadow, always present, rarely useful. And I find that dealing with Bob is a lot like shadow boxing. Fighting him full force just leaves me exhausted, but he never seems to get tired. Punching a shadow doesn't knock it down. But stepping back, disidentifying, not mistaking me for my shadow, that works. Most of the time.